You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
What is up, my Kardashian fans? We are here in the studio again doing another episode for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Episode 16, Season 8, more to the story. I'm Danica Kennedy filling in for Jason. He is having a blast at the Kelly Clarkson concert right now. Having too much fun and joining me as usual.
Hi, guys. I'm Keaton Markey.
Hi, everybody. Good to be back. I was gone last week. I do apologize. I have missed you all so much.
And but there was that hiatus, so I feel like I haven't seen you guys in
forever. That's right. It
forever.
Was a hiatus, but I'm Justin Nichols, and it is great to be back here on Keep Up the Kardashians.
Yay!
Yes, we're back.
Good to be back. Lots about Khloe in this episode.
I feel like they need to change the title of this episode
Keeping Up with Khloe.
Well done, yeah.
Lots about her in this episode, but let's leave all that juiciness till the end. Let's talk about scooter incident in this episode. So Chris, she likes to give the family really nice Christmas presents. They're
really
very
nice.
Meaningful, and they always have to do with bringing the family together. They even talked about in the beginning of this episode what they do for family bonding. I want to join this family. They go and get massages all day long.
At the Four Seasons.
And have mimosas and just lay by the pool and relax.
You know, and
not
so, yeah, they do that. And then also she's like, you know, I like to just give some, you know, little Christmas gifts for everybody in the family. Everyone got a Vespa.
Everyone got a Vespa.
That's amazing.
Vespas are like $5,000 to $10,000. I want one so bad.
They're so much fun.
They're super. They're not cheap. They're not the cheap scooters. They're like the high end scooters.
Yeah, usually they're like $3,000 to $6,000. I think.
Really?
Yeah. Something around there.
However, even though we would be excited with it, clearly Lord Disick, who gets his mail, apparently, we found out in this
sent to Lord Disick, which I love.
If I was a lord, I would have my mail sent to me as lord. I'd be lady.
I'd be Lady
Markey.
However, yeah, but Scott was like, you know what, not good enough for me. And apparently, he might have sold his scooter, but Chris wants to find out.
She found out for herself first. She sneaks into their house and goes snooping through the garage, and there's only one Vespa in there. And she knows it's Scott, but she still invites him to this family scooter ride day, knowing that he already sold it. And then he starts lying. One lie turns into another. He says it's in the shop, and then she goes and checks it out to see if it's in the shop. Of course, it's not there. But the guy working in the shop had a lunch play date with Scott,
What a coincidence. Imagine the odds.
A lot of the storyline, I just have to say, a lot of the storylines on this show, like, you know, they, obviously, you know, like, a lot of this show is, like, maybe not set up, but encouraged. This just seemed completely set up, this whole little Chris Scott, like, story.
You don't think the Lord is best friends with that guy at the auto shop?
No, I think the Lord could be best friends with the guy at the auto shop because the Lord is that kind. He likes to talk to his humble subjects. But I don't think that the day would work out. It just perfectly pieced together. And it just seemed awkward that, like, they threw Rob in there, was just hanging out with Chris all the time, and I'm just like, really, Rob? You just hang out with your mom like that every day?
I mean, I do really think that Scott returns every gift he's given for a gift that he really wants. And I do probably think that Scott sold the Vespa. I think that's 100% true. I think just how the show went about trying to tell that story ended up being extremely produced.
What do you guys think about returning gifts or selling gifts if you don't want them? Are you against it or for it?
No, I think Scott was in the right place. Like, that's if you don't ask for something and you get something that's, like, cool, like, that, like, great, awesome. Like, I'm sure he was very, like, sweet to her when he got it. But, like, if you're never going to use it, it's going to sit in your garage. And, obviously, they don't have very much room in that garage. You saw all the damn kids' toys that were, like, in there. Yeah. Like, you might as well, like, get something that you're actually going to use. Because I think it's more of a disservice to the person who got it for you not to use it. Then if he exchanges it for something or returns it and gets something with that same money that he actually uses. I think that's more of a, hey, like, you know, thank you so much for this. I'm not going to use it, but I'm going to do something good with your money besides, you know, just let this sit in the garage.
But Chris did mention, though, once they were trying to make up at the end of the episode, she did mention, though, I don't think she was upset about the fact that he sold it. Fine, whatever. It was the fact that he was lying about it, trying to cover up the lies with more lies. I think that's what annoyed her. Because I agree with you. You know, if you get a gift and you know you're never going to use it, exchange it for something that you really are going to use.
However, I do that.
Just don't lie about it and make up ridiculous lies about it.
Oh, I'll go with my mom and I'll return it. Be like, nope, I don't want this.
Yeah, I think we're all guilty of re-gifting and returning gifts at some point. So I don't think he's in the harm for doing it. But don't lie.
No.
You can't cover up your tracks and one turns into another. So...
he was guilty, but he also felt guilty. So I liked how they ended this story with...
He made it up.
He was smart and took the advice, and, well, he poured
a huge,
massive glass of wine. Yes, I mean, it was the biggest glass of wine I've ever seen
anyone pour. Yeah. In one glass.
And that was his trying to apologize to Chris. I think lesson learned, and ended up being kind of a fun part of the show.
Well, Chris said something about, you know, will you do a scooter date with me? And Scott's like, of course I will. The cameras better be rolling during that scooter date that they discussed, because a scooter date with Scott and Chris, I don't really want to miss. That sounds like a fun, sarcastic afternoon.
Reality
with Scott.
TV gold right there.
Absolutely.
She accepted the apology with the wine, of course, too. Chris always has her white wine.
Always, always.
Classy.
Keeping it classy.
With the Kardashians.
But speaking of the Kardashians, you should definitely go on iTunes, subscribe to our show, rate and comment it, and also download Serial Buddies. We've been talking about it every week, and I know you guys wrote on our page that you didn't want to hear us talk about it anymore. Well, we won't if you just go on and download it now. It's hilarious. We've been talking about it. It's a murder dramedy kind of horror.
Not really dramatic.
More comedy horror. It's just an interesting type of comedy.
It's definitely like a fun kind of, you know, escape. You know, movies a lot nowadays are not so much of an escape. They're so serious. But it's definitely
It's silly. So you have to go download it. You won't regret it. Go check it out.
You will not regret it all. But also, speaking of silly and fun.
Bernard, the cutest puppy.
I want him to come in as a guest on our show.
Yes.
Does Bernard have an agent? Can we get Bernard in the studio?
I'm sure Bernard has a management of some kind.
I really want Bernard in the studio.
He's adorable.
We'll work on it.
I don't know if this is weird, but I kind of like when dogs are really hyper and crazy and not trained. I think it's because my dog's like that and he's such a goofball, but... when Bruce is trying to train Bernard because he is not obedient, but he's 6 months old. He's a crazy little puppy.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that Chloe had a point where, you know, they of course show Bernard roughing around the beach house at Bruce's house, you know, and he's tearing up the blanket. But don't forget, yeah, this dog is a puppy. That being said, you know, maybe does Bruce, do you think, have a point? Does Chloe do any training whatsoever with this dog?
I mean... obviously, when you have a... I feel like she loves this dog so much. I feel like this dog has been a godsend to her in a time that's probably, you know, not the best in her life. So I'm sure she does, but I think Bruce does have, a good point. Like, you can't just get a dog and not, you know, give it some discipline and train it, because then it's just going to... it's going to do something where the dog is either going to get a bad reputation. And boxers, which is what Bernard is, as sweet as they are... sometimes they have a bad rap just because they're very jumpy dogs. They're very energetic. I'm going into what I know about boxers, but like, you know, they can get a bad reputation if like the dog, you know, might accidentally jump on somebody because he's not trained and hurt that person. And then, you know, you have to, it's a whole lawsuit and stuff. So yes, I think Bruce definitely has a good point.
And I like how Bruce went about doing it. So he decided he knows that Chloe is not really training Bernard. So instead of trying to convince her, him and Rob come up with a great plan, and it's to sneak behind her back, right?
Rob randomly thrown in a storyline again.
Yes.
So Rob randomly shows up to Chloe's dentist appointment, and he has no business there. He said he was there for moral support or something, but he just wanted to see how long she was going to be there. So he called up Bruce and said, okay, you have an hour. And then when she got home, he had the spike collar on. And I don't know, I feel like I'm kind of like Chloe as a dog owner. I kind of treat my dog like he's my baby, kind of filling the baby void for her a little bit, like a test run for having a kid. And I feel like she wants to just spoil him, like give him a bunch of treats and have him sit on the couch and be in her lap and stuff. And I'm like that too. But you do have to set some boundaries. Same with children.
Well, and you're not supposed to leave that collar on when he's not like being walked or in like a training situation. So I thought that was kind of odd that it was left on him.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't really left on him. But I also thought it was really cute though when... So before she finds out that they've gone behind her back, I really thought it was funny when Rob was over at the house and she thought that after her one training session of her saying, sit, of course Bruce has been working with Bernard. So it was so funny when Chloe's like, look how well I'm doing. Like, this dog is so smart. In like 5 minutes, he has learned to sit and shake and lay down. And little does she know that Bruce has been working with this dog behind her back the whole time. I thought it was great.
You know, I thought it was
great. I really enjoyed Bruce this episode. I thought he had some funny one-liners. And I loved the part when, you know, he first gets into that discussion with Chloe about Bernard. When Bernard just, like, he starts complaining, like, starts licking him. And he's like, this is more action than I've gotten in years. I was like, oh, Bruce.
You might have enjoyed Bruce, but there is no way this episode that... anybody enjoyed Bruce's hair.
No!
It was worse than usual.
We've complained about Bruce's hair on this show before, but today it was more like mushroom. It was like fluffed out a little bit.
Oh, it was so bad. I'm so glad you said that because I remember I said something about it and then I didn't think about it and I was like, oh. Yeah, it was horrible.
Because what's fun about AfterBuzz is that as hosts we get to watch the show here in the studio together and both Danica and I, while we were watching it, we just both paused the show at the same time and go, what the hell is happening with Bruce's hair?
I feel like he had a big round brush and like blow dried it like a Pomeranian. Yep.
I'm a guy and I don't really notice or care about anybody's hair. However, it was just so crazy that you couldn't stop. But
do you think he gets his hair and makeup done like the girls do every day for that they're filming?
I think he gets his probably makeup done because...
probably powder or like a little bit, I would assume, because they do that with news reporters and stuff. I mean, the whole family has like lashes. And
I think they all have stylists and whatnot. But,
you know, and Chloe's little ghetto fab hairstyle that she was talking about.
Like, I loved it.
It was super cute. I loved it. But I'm like, there's no way you did that by yourself.
Mm-mm.
No way.
But yeah, so Bruce's hair crazy. However, Bruce was fun this episode. And it turns out that Chloe, they made up though at the end. Once she realized, you know, Bruce learned a little life lesson. It felt very Full House-like. You know, you said earlier in a previous episode how the Kardashians always had that Full House, like, lesson learned moment of the show. That was definitely Bruce's episode. He was like, you know what? I tell you guys not to parent my kids. I'm not going to parent your dog.
So. Oh, and
but then he just left that collar on like, oh, by the way, I was here.
Keeping it on.
Evidence.
How funny was it? There was a little moment when Kylie, like Chloe and Bruce were like talking about like, you know, I'm not going to parent like Kylie and Kendall because you told me not to, so don't try to parent, like, my baby, which is my dog right now. And Kylie comes in, and they, like, asked her one question. She's just like, too many questions, and just, like, walks up the stairs. And Chloe's like, we asked you one question. What a teenage girl.
She was super sassy. And then she just stared, like...
kind of creepy.
Creepier from the... stairway.
Like I was kind of thinking like, like a knife and everything.
She
looks
super cute though.
But I want to be in that household where if your parents ask you one question, you can just leave and say too many questions. Because I know I growing up, I had questions all the time. Where are you going? When are you going to be home? That's normal. And she got asked one question, what color lipstick? And she's like, I'm out. She was annoyed by that.
And wasn't she saying she was like going to Nobu?
Yes,
which is a very expensive restaurant. I was like, oh, that must be nice as a 15-year-old. I'm just going to go to Nobu with my buddies.
I realized that, too. I was like, I was not hanging out there. I was at Del Taco or something when I was
absolutely,
her age.
Absolutely. So the dogs worked out fine. However, this, as we mentioned earlier, this has kind of been the Chloe episode, and it's not just drama with her dog. It is a lot of drama going on in Chloe's life this episode.
Well, they had the whole hiatus for a few weeks, and when that happened, I thought that they were taking time to edit Lamar out of the show completely, and I feel like they've added the Lamar story and the drama into it because that's been, like, more relevant. But the baby issue has been going on throughout the show for the last, few seasons.
Yeah, and I mean, let's talk about Lamar really quick. I mean, the very beginning of this episode, it opens up with a scene and Chloe's talking about how Lamar is at training camp right now and that's where he is. That's why he's gone. But to us, like, you know, following news and gossip of the show, Lamar, we just found out, you know, has had all these cheating scandals and all these drug scandals. So, you know, was he really at training camp at this point? Like, sleepaway camp is what she called it. Or was this kind of the start of him, like, falling? I mean, obviously he's been having a rough time for a while now, but is this kind of when it started affecting Chloe and Chloe started getting kind of like, wait, something's not right with him?
Yeah. You know, and I was really surprised this episode because, like you earlier on in the season before we're on the hiatus, I thought when they took the time off that they were for sure going to edit out Lamar completely or what they were going to do. I think we're going to see just what we saw today. I do not think that we are going to see Lamar anytime soon on the show. I think him on the camera is out because you never even heard the conversation or even a subtitle of what he was saying on the phone. However, I do think that this was a great insight of what is to come as far as the issues that Chloe is going to face dealing with Lamar and his struggles.
Also, I feel like this is the first episode we've seen this issue. Like, usually when we see Chloe and Lamar, it's, oh my gosh, we're in love, and blah, 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 Lammy, baby voice, you know, let's cuddle, let's do fun, sexy photo shoots. This is the first time I've seen her bitch about him, and she's actually annoyed in this episode, like, ugh, he's calling me
but,
again.
But, you know, the funny thing is, I feel like all of her interviews for this episode happened recently. Her hair was very, like, different than what it was in the episode, and so I feel like it was her chance to kind of say her piece about how she's feeling about the whole situation. She was very vague in all of her interviews, but she was very, like, you know what? Lamar, he had a very rough time growing up. He has a lot of issues, but, you know, he needs somebody to stand by him, and I'm going to stand by him, and we'll work through this together. She never mentioned exactly what it was, but she definitely kind of touched on it, and I feel like that's kind of Chloe being like, I've said my piece, now it's going to be done. Like, I don't think, I think you're right where we're not going to see any more about it.
It was really interesting this episode, because on every reality show, they of course try to put the footage together where it looks like one consistent timeline, right? However, this episode was really interesting because you can tell that during the hiatus, they did a lot of refilming. They did a lot of additional filming.
Of Chloe to add.
And so what was interesting though was they didn't really try to even cover up the fact that these are at two different times. They didn't, of course, acknowledge it, but they had the storyline of Chloe still considering having children and her and Lamar over the difficulties having children. But then all of a sudden, they talked about Chloe having issues with Lamar and his depression. And there's no way that they were thinking about having children as Lamar is going through all these issues. You know, you can definitely tell that this filming happened at two different times. And I think we're going to see a lot of this new footage that they filmed on hiatus about Lamar going through these challenges.
I've noticed this show does do that, though. Like, the Kardashians will get attacked in the media for whatever reason. Like, one of the issues last week, Khloe's camel toe. She's always caught with a giant camel toe in every picture. So what do? They make it a topic on the show.
Yeah.
I have a camel toe, and I own it. CTC, work it. So I feel like this was kind of like, look, we are having problems. I'm going through this shit and all this drama, and this is as much as I'm going to say, and it's kind of clearing the air.
And it's still kind of interesting because, you know, in a lot of the past couple of weeks, I've seen pictures from the paparazzi on, like, Perez Hilton or something of Chloe, you know, like, going in and out of the gym, and she always has her hood up and her left hand covered. So it's like, is she still wearing her ring? Are they separated? So
probably just to hide either way.
Yeah, so it's really interesting that, like, that's such a, you know, she's still doing that. So it'll be, you know, cool to see how this. I just hope the best
for her.
I know, it's kind of hard to hide.
Yes, you know, I feel so bad for her. I really do. And, you know, it was nice to see, though, if we're going to talk about one positive thing in the Chloe drama of this episode. I really did like that when she did go to do a pregnancy follow-up. You know, she met with the adoption attorney to be safe. But I did like, though, that they did say that she could have potentially have babies now. Well, looks like that's doing well.
And with hearing that, you know, Lamar has been, you know, supposedly on all these drugs, who knows if that's messing up his fertility chances.
Also, you know, it's kind of I feel like it's a blessing in disguise she didn't get pregnant, because who would have known that this is what Lamar would be doing now?
Absolutely.
He wouldn't be there for the kid if he's going off having affairs and coke binges and whatever else he's doing. Depression. He wouldn't be a good father and be there right now.
But I think it's a testament to Chloe's character that she's just, like, that she's still very supportive, and she has been so quiet in the media about it. She's not, like, making a huge scene and being like, F you and all that. She's just like, you know what? You guys don't know him. You don't know our personal lives. He needs support right now, and she's trying to be the best support she can be while still protecting herself.
Yeah. I respect her for that, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Because even if you've had something really horrible happen in your marriage, I don't think it's good to badmouth them and have them have that reputation for the rest of their lives. I think she cares about him enough to not, you know, stomp all over him.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think they're going to get a divorce. That was my prediction last week.
I would be interested to... I want to know what Rob's opinion is on this. Because, obviously, Rob is very close with Lamar. He's lived with Chloe and Lamar for a very long time.
Yeah.
And they are, like, brothers. He probably actually has hung out with Lamar more than any of the other Kardashians besides Chloe. So, if I want to hear from anybody on this situation, I really want to hear from Rob. Because he's, like, a close friend. He's not, like, a spouse or anything. He's a friend. So, I hope maybe we do.
You'll see. I'm excited to see what happens next.
Yeah.
Because I was really surprised how much they put into this episode regarding Lamar and his troubles. Mm-hmm. I didn't think they were going to touch on it quite this early on in the season. So, not early on. Obviously, the season's a long way through, but, you know, this quickly. So, we'll see what happens.
Well, this kind of just blends right into news and gossip. So, let's just go ahead and jump on into
let's
it.
Let's do it.
I like it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I'm sure you guys have some Lamar news. Do you have any? Well, I've been seeing more of the same stuff, kind of just like he's been missing, more affairs.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the news keeps going. Nothing has been breaking anyway,
yeah,
as
breaking.
Far as he's ran away again or another DUI. But recently, though, this week, Chris did go on to the Hello Ross show, and she had a really candid interview with Ross, and she was just talking about how she finally acknowledged that not everyone is strong, and that not, you know, and she just mentioned that she goes, Chloe is really good at putting on a brave face. However, don't be fooled. And Chris just said, Chloe is one that jumps in full hearted. I mean, gosh, they got married so quickly. And she was just saying that I'm proud of Chloe for being so brave. However, please don't think that she's just brushing this off.
Yeah.
She goes, she's incredibly hurt. She's having a very hard time with this. And I thought it was nice that instead of just not talking about it or just pretending that, because Chloe, you still see her on a red carpet every now and again, and she put on a brave face. But I liked how Chris said, you know what, she's human, and she is incredibly sensitive of all my daughters, and she's having a tough time.
And it's nice that Chris isn't trying to bank off of this either. Chris is being very respectful. I mean, but you think about it, like, a lot of the other things that have happened in their lives, like, it has been forefront on their reality show. And, like, even when Chloe got arrested in her DUI, like, that was a huge episode. And the fact that I feel like they just kind of touched on this and they're going to move on, I think that's very respectful.
Yeah.
I agree. I saw something. I talked about it a little bit last week, but there was some, I forget what magazine. It was like on the cover of People. I was at the grocery store, and I saw there was this big article about Chris cheating on Bruce and all these scandals. So there's still rumors floating around about that on top of all the Chloe and Lamar stuff. But I feel like everyone in the Kardashian family is trying to be there for Khloe and worried about that issue the most.
I'd be interested to see what our listeners think, what our viewers on YouTube think. I really do not believe at all that Chris and Bruce are having an affair. I really think they're just,
I think
their marriage
either.
Is genuine. I really do. And any tension they might have on the show, I think, is for show purposes.
Yes, it's genuine in the fact that she wears the pants in the family. And, you know, that's just sometimes that's how it is in relationships.
But speaking of family, finally, it's weird to have this news and gossip from this family member. But we have Rob making the news this week, of all people.
What?
I
Rob,
know.
Rob does things?
Rob, like, people are worried about, you know, Rob. Well, one thing he doesn't want to do anymore, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. He was in an interview recently. I don't think he meant it to word like this, but then it became big news. He was doing an interview, I forget the publication, but he said that really his only interest at this point is his sock line, and he's not concerned about appearing on the television show.
Yes, I don't Scott Disick. Him, did you see him take the socks this episode that weren't his own socks? That was funny.
Yeah, he didn't have his socks.
Well, I think that was great. I think Rob needs to be careful, though, because we had talked about this on an earlier episode that we did where his sock line is not doing well.
Yeah.
And it was dropped from many of the department stores. So if he's going to want to leave the television show, which probably has a lot more success than his socks, maybe he should choose wisely. Well, that kind of jumps into our next news and gossip. Maybe, I was worried about even saying this. Obviously, for those of you that are listening and watching, you must be Kardashian fans because you're with us every single week. We love it. We, of course, like the Kardashians. However, there's a question I want to ask you guys. Do you think, besides our loyal watchers and followers of the show, do you think that America is starting to become over the Kardashians? And this is why. The ratings came out this week of last week's episode of Keep It Up with the Kardashians. It was brutal.
Really? Brutal. Like the worst rating.
It is the worst rating they've had in any episode ever of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Last weekend was the finale of Breaking Bad. So,
that is true.
I just want to point that one out.
While everyone was
tweeting
about
the same demographic,
we were here. That is a good point, though. But I think it also has to line up. This might be why, but we were talking about how Chris's talk show didn't do very well, and it hasn't been fully picked up, we heard. So I feel like people don't really like Chris as much as we do, but America in general. She doesn't have that huge of a fan base, and people didn't really like her as a host, and maybe they're kind of getting over the Kardashians in general. It's not about Kim all the time anymore. They're kind of branching off to other family members.
But we'll see. I mean, what I had read was they were currently brought in 1.79 million viewers, which, they were in the double digits as far as millions go earlier on. And the only thing that they were concerned about was, when I say they, I mean the viewers and those online reports that were talking about it was, remember Kendra's show that was also on the E! Network?
Yeah.
Kendra and what was her husband's name?
Hank.
Hank, that's right.
Basket.
Once they dropped below a million viewers, which their show did, E! Yanked them immediately.
Wow.
It was just like, the show is
e
done.
E! Will not yank. It's a Ryan Seacrest show.
No,
it's
not going to be yanked. I'm just saying,
they
but they're not
the
far, but they're sinking fast. So it'll be interesting to see if next week, or what the ratings were for this week's. I'll be interested to see if it was, maybe people didn't know it was back off hiatus. We'll see. But that was my news and gossip for the ratings was, it was shockingly low.
I feel like what they're going to do next is they'll do a spinoff, like, Keeping Up with Kylie and Kendall. And I feel like that's what they're going to focus on now, is kind of those two girls, because
I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with it, too.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't. I think
really?
That the Kardashians are realizing their reality family time as a plot for a TV show is kind of dying down. Because it's not just Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They're not doing a lot more of the Miami stuff. They're not doing Khloe and Lamar, of course, anymore.
Either way, though, they were that first family on reality TV. They have
the Osbournes were before
television,
them.
Though. They did. The Osbournes did, but they weren't like the Kardashians. Like, there are so many reality shows now that are like this, and they're like celebrity royalty in Los Angeles, I feel like
the Osbournes were smart in that they got out of it before the show jumped the shark.
Yep. But you already can tell that the Kardashians are thinking about their next move because it was also announced this week that Kim Kardashian has now signed to be an executive producer on a new reality show that she's not going to be on. So that was very interesting.
You know, maybe she'll transform into the producer side.
Yeah, because remember the Gastineau Girls? It was another reality show.
Mm-hmm.
So Brittany Gastineau, the daughter, is a good friend of Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And so there's a new show. We don't know who's picked it up yet. We can maybe guess that it might be E. However, we don't know for sure. But apparently, Brittany Gastineau is going to be the character on the show, and Kim Kardashian is now the executive producer, which I thought was really interesting.
Is it reality?
It's going to be reality-based, absolutely. And it's going to be based off, solely kind of off of Brittany Gastineau's blog. She does apparently a lot of fashion beauty tips on her blog, and this show is going to be kind of taking the audience through the life of someone that worries so much about beauty and fashion.
I think that's great for Kim now that she's a mom to be doing more of the executive producing kind of stuff. She could go home. It's not like bikini photo shoot over and over again. Well, although she is doing Playboy post-pregnancy. But I hear that she's still on a very intense workout and diet. There's all these tabloids and tweets about her 1,200 calorie diet.
Well, she looks great. I gotta give her credit. She looks beautiful.
I like the blonde.
The blonde, yes.
She changed to our side.
You know, that's what happens when we host the Kardashian After Show. Even Khloe kind of went blonde if you saw those interviews that she was doing.
Ombre is in, guys.
Ombre is in. Blonde.
They're following our lead.
They are.
That's what it is.
I mean, good for Kim. And I'm sure Kanye is having a lot of influence on this, too, because he's such a creator. Like, he's not only a musician, like, he's not only a singer, a rapper, or whatever, but he also produces and writes a lot of stuff, too. So I'm sure he's kind of like, Kim, you should maybe try to do that.
I just really quickly wanted to go back to the whole Rob's comment about the Kardashians. I think that the reason he's over the show is because the last season, it's just been criticizing him. Making fun of his weight, him making wood bears, random, like, it's kind of degrading, and I think people make fun of him a little bit in this season, so I don't blame him. What do you guys think?
Here's my thing on that, is that Rob is not a big storyline on the show, and I think you're right. When he does have a storyline, it often is more making fun of Rob. Here's the thing, though. I'm not trying to be a jerk. But Rob does not have a lot going on professionally in his life besides his sock brand, which admittedly he says is not going as great as he thought. So I don't think he is in any position to be trashing any show right now. He may be made fun of on the Kardashians, but hell, at least he's on the show. Because if his sock line fails, and when the show does end, and let's admit it, some season from now it's going to end, what else is he going to do? I mean, well, he's shown no other interest as of now for doing anything else. So I think he needs to suck it up, either make fun of him, at least it's something.
Yeah.
I agree. I would keep showing up on the show, make fun of me, raking that paycheck, right?
Take it.
One more piece of news and gossip for you guys. I don't know if everybody saw, but there's another picture of little Nori that was tweeted this week. And if you also, I also saw there's pictures of Kim and Kanye each have like a little gold necklace that says Nori. Kim has one. They have matching necklaces. Kanye's is kind of a long chain, but just what a cute baby.
It's photo number 2 of
the baby. Also, we saw Penelope and Mason in this episode, which we don't usually see. That was my first time really seeing Penelope in an episode, I think.
Adorable.
Do you know who we haven't seen in these last 2 episodes? Where did Brody go, guys? Where's Bitchy Brody?
I don't know,
but that eye candy needs to come back. He doesn't need to talk.
Do you guys want to get into some predictions now? I think that's it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Predictions.
And now, you're After Buzz TV.
Oh, the lights.
I love it.
What?
So if you are listening right now, you should really see right now that in our studio, the lights are going crazy. It's like we're being taken over by UFOs.
We're in our new studio. See, I love this studio.
You're going to seize. Like, the lights,
it's great.
Like,
it's great.
Have a dance party in here later.
So who's doing predictions first?
Oh, I'll kick it off. So I'm sticking with my prediction, the sad prediction that I think Khloé and Lamar will be getting divorced. That's my prediction that I'm sticking to. What about you guys?
Here we go. I feel like I'm the bearer of bad predictions. Like
I feel like mine was really super negative too.
I think a couple things. One, I completely agree with you. I think that right now, Khloé is playing the supportive wife. I think, though, that once the season ends, and I think that once it dies down a little bit, I think that they've pretty much, I think, emotionally already separated. And I think that it's not going to be too much longer from now where it becomes public that they're probably going to be parting ways.
Yeah.
I'm also really interested to see, I'm really curious about what the ratings are going to be for this week. I mean, I think they're going to go up. You're right. They just came back from hiatus. They had a lot of competition in their time slot. But if it doesn't go up very much, I think it'll be interesting to see what E says, what the Kardashian says, because I know they already signed on for a few more seasons, and then they said they're going
to
end it.
To 2015, I think the contract
But I'm predicting if the numbers don't go up, and I know this is bad talk here on a show that's all about loving the Kardashians, but I would not be surprised if they come out saying, that's not a definite, we might be ending the season sooner, or the series sooner, pardon me.
Wait, I get a prediction. I get a prediction. Don't start the music yet. My prediction is that... So I know I said I thought we were going to get a spinoff with Kylie and Kendall, but I actually think, I was thinking about it, we're going to have a show in a few months' time, I bet you any amount of money, that's going to be called Lord Disick.
Oh, and it is going to follow the
shenanigans of our favorite Lord Disick.
I would watch.
I would watch too, and I think it might end up being on the Esquire channel or something. But yes. I would love that.
Bring it. He's funny.
But cool. Yeah, so I guess, you know, you guys want to... Now you can play the music.
Well, thank you for tuning into our show. You can find me on Twitter at Danica Kennedy and at DanicaKennedy.com.
And you can find me on Twitter at KeatonM33 and Instagram at Keaton33. Also, I host a couple other shows here, Nashville, and starting Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, which premieres on October 10th, guys. So
I can't wait to see that.
It's going to be exciting.
And once again, I'm Justin Nichols. It was so good to be back with you ladies again. I've missed you all. And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the social media platforms at Justin J. Nichols.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks, everybody.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.